Gabe Dell.
The underground city. It solves a lot of big city problems. The streets aren't choked with cars because cars aren't allowed down here. And without cars, no one chokes on the air. But going underground isn't the only way to clean up congestion and clear the air. Instead of driving into the city alone, we can take a neighbor, take a train, or take a bus. Or maybe we should think about buying smaller cars. Let's stop driving ourselves underground.
Melvin Douglas.
Have you ever tried to read a life insurance policy? Whoa. It can be a humbling experience. And yet every year, thousands of people invest millions of dollars in policies they can't even understand. Well, something has been done. The Travelers has developed a recording that comes with your regular life insurance policy that explains in simple, easy-to-understand language the things you should know about your life insurance. It's not the whole answer, but it is the first step. Because if there's something more important than giving you a record that helps you understand your life insurance, is giving you a policy you can understand in the first place.
David Doyle.
Do you remember a long, long time ago? Back when you were, well, about as tall as a picket fence? And in the summertime, you probably liked to play in the rain. And you'd come in wet as a kitten that fell in a pond. And you remember how your mother would get you out of those soaking wet clothes and into a nice warm tub? You were on her mind every minute of the day. So why not get on the phone and let her know now that everything is just fine? After all, long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Bobby Drivis.
I've got the world's toughest advertising problem. I sell Bromo-Seltzer. If you think I just said Alka-Seltzer, you understand my problem. Their commercials are so good, no one hears ours. And I honestly believe we've got a better product. Because Bromo-Seltzer has more effervescence. And Bromo dissolves right away, so it's ready to go to work faster when you have a headache and an upset stomach. How can I get people to understand that about Bromo-Seltzer? If you were trying to sell Bromo, what would you do?
Bill Fiore.
Hello. Hello. Is this the party that had the ad in the paper for the 1935 Balanchine Royale?
Yes, it is.
Oh, listen, I collect Balanchine Royales, and how much are you asking?
I'm asking $5,200.
Oh, well, this
is
just
one thing I should tell you, though, sir, if I want to be
that?
Honest. Mm-hmm. The car bounces. Mm-hmm.
The car bounces?
Mm-hmm. That's
the only
thing
that's
wrong
all
with
right.
It bounces.
Yeah, why? Well, I put in Delco pleasurizers.
What are they?
They're the modern replacement for worn out shock absorbers.
Ah, and where would you get them?
Oh, well, you get them at any United Delco service sign. So look, I'll be over. Hello?
John Gabriel.
You know the difference between someday and today. That special life you want for your family. It's just a matter of time and work. An Oldsmobile is a part of that someday you didn't have to wait for. Your Olds dealer put you into a new Delta 88 for a lot less than you'd expected. Your New England Olds dealer. One of the 124 good reasons to buy Olds.
John Gavin.
American Motors Gremlin is the little economy car that doesn't economize on the engine. Because it's the only one with six cylinders, not four. So while the Gremlin is small enough to get you into tight spots, it's powerful enough to get you out of them. And only American Motors makes this promise. The Buyer Protection Plan backs every 74 car we build. And we'll see that our dealers back that promise.
The moving parts inside a watch must perform with a minimum of friction. Yet many inexpensive watches still use what is called a pin lever movement. Metal parts rubbing against other metal parts until eventually accuracy gets rubbed out. But every single Caravelle watch has a jeweled lever movement. Tiny jewels placed at points of wear. Less friction, more accuracy. The parts in a Caravelle still rub. They don't rub each other the wrong way.
Michael Granger.
Back in 1915, 3,000 windmills helped light up the country of Denmark. We could generate electricity the same way. It would take a lot more windmills, but if we really want to go on windmill power, all we have to do is keep burning every light in the house. Keep using every electrical gadget we can get our hands on, and when all that energy is gone, we'll just turn on the windmills. A great idea till the wind dies down.
Morty Gunty.
I'm an understanding guy. I sell Naturalizer shoes, the shoe with a beautiful fit. But this week's a real test for me. It's Naturalizer week. You know how hard it usually is to decide with all the Naturalizer styles. Well, this week there's a bigger selection of new Naturalizer shoes in more styles, colors, and sizes than ever. For you, Naturalizer week means lots of fun with all those choices. For me, it's gonna seem like a year.